That's the raw footage that you don't hear about. Welcome back to another episode of Where the Cat, Bitch.
I'm making sure that nobody is here so that they don't make fucking noise and interrupt us since we live in an apartment complex.
Anyways. Welcome back to another episode of
Where are the cameras?
That was fucking... No.
I know. Okay.
Anyways.
So we couldn't record last week because we generally were a little bit busy. We were doing a lot of things, and especially with Globitos and whatnot. But we're back. It's Sunday. It is 10:17 p.m. I will edit this so that you all can... listen to us and hear what has been going on. What has been going on, Juli?
So last week I went to work with Luis.
Oh,
and
that's right. And
that's where we didn't record because we went on Friday to go work. And that was, yeah.
What did you think?
I mean, honestly, behind the scenes, you guys are really like... You guys are really, like, doing a lot. It's incredible to see, porque sé que muy pronto ustedes no van a tener que hacer eso. But, honestly, like, it's admirable to see, like, all the behind the scenes that goes behind, you know.
Well, yeah, because we're inflating the balloons, we're cutting the string, we're taping the string to the balloon, we're putting them out on the floor, which is awesome. And yeah, it does take a lot. It is tiring, and, o sea, si yo me canso and I don't have a full-time job, o sea, imagínate Dana, because Dana goes after her full-time job, yeah. After work, in traffic, goes to the stores, doesn't get home till like 8 or 9. O sea, sí ha sido, la verdad, ha sido un pedo, pero we're obviously not complaining about it. It's part of the deal, and it's part of growing, and it's part of learning, porque, o sea, we... didn't know that these globos needed to have the string attached y todo ese rollo, but all of the new balloons that are coming out and that we're printing, they all have the string attached, so it's going to be a lot easier, as you mentioned. And we're still going to be doing merchandise because the fact of the matter is that the 99-cent store is so busy all the time that literally the balloons are not the priority in many of these stores. And so... we need to have a merchandiser go out and visit the stores and make sure that there are balloons out on the floor for people to purchase.
Yeah, but that was like it was fun. Especially I feel like because honestly, you know what? I've had the opportunity to work with every single fucking family member. I've worked for my dad. I've worked for my mom, Luis, Rick.
Oh my God, that's right. Now that I'm thinking about it, you're absolutely right.
I'm honestly the cheerleader of this household. But that was what happened. I got sick. Luis has started his new career path. Yeah, you've met with people from work, no?
So as I mentioned last time in the last episode we had, I was hired. I got a job, which I'm really, really excited about because it's at an agency, which is obviously work that I'm accustomed to doing. And I will be working with four brands that obviously no puedo decir. Pero estoy contento, estoy emocionado. I'm especially happy because, as I mentioned in the last episode, like I'm going to be able to contribute now. And Pobrecito de Fer is going to have... you know, less bills to worry about, which I'm really excited about. So anyways, I don't start until January. January 2nd is my first day at work. And I'm only going to go to the office twice a week, which is pretty cool. And then I work from home. which obviamente va a estar super padrísimo. Pero my two bosses, they were actually visiting because they're not here in California. They're in Chicago and I believe McAllen, Texas. So they were here and they were like, hey, are you free? We would love to meet you in person just to get to know you a little bit more. And I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. Entonces we met up and yeah, they were great. It was cool. One of the things that I thought about when I walked into that office was, I mean, it's an agency, right? So it's super cool. It reminded me of the first time I worked for a really cool agency and how I felt mesmerized by how cool the kitchen was and that they had like snacks and cafe and an espresso machine and how the campus was so freaking awesome. And here I was at that location and thinking in my head, wow, if this would have been the Luis, you know, when I was 20 years old, I would have been so damn excited about this campus, right? And right now, as I mentioned in the previous episode, like I'm grateful, I'm thankful, I'm happy, and I'm excited. Pero sí sé que this is part of that sacrifice, you know? It's part of that sacrifice. And it's a sacrifice that I am going to be doing con de todo corazón y con todas las ganas del mundo. It's just, it's different. It's definitely different. I was excited, but I wasn't as excited about the actual location, the actual agency, the job. It was nice, but, o sea, ya, I guess, con los años que tengo, it's also a little bit more difficult to get, like...
excited.
Not excited, but mesmerized by something, you know?
I think it's also because it's, like, one of those things that, like, you've been there, you've done that, you've had a lot of experience. So, yeah, of course, right now it seems like, oh, you know, it's another job. Like, I feel like you're going to be going to work to... like, nothing new is going to be to you. Like, I feel like... como ya lo has hecho before, you're just gonna be like, okay, this is it. I'm gonna do what I gotta do, and that's it.
You know what was cool, though, I have to say, is that the younger Luis would have probably bought new clothes for this whole, like, new job. One, and, well, no tengo dinero para comprar just yet, right? Pero I would have wanted to go and get the latest shoes and the best socks, and like that was the old Luis, right? Mm-hmm. Y ahorita, literal, I think Fernando was more worried about what I was gonna wear, because even the night before he was like, what are you gonna wear? Do you have your clothes set up already? And I was like, no. And he said, Luis. No, well, no me dijo Luis, because he doesn't call me Luis, but he's like, Chango, like, what do you mean you don't have anything prepared? And I was like, I'll just wear whatever, relax. It's this, like, I already have the job, you know?
Yeah.
And so I got up that day, I put on some black jeans. And this is, I guess, one of the things that I realized in going to this job meet and greet, I guess you can call it, is that I was like, ¿sabes qué? I'm going to be me. And I wore jeans, black jeans. I wore my huaraches de negros como mocasines. And I put on a t-shirt that was custom made for me, and it was made in Chiapas. It's embroidered, and I wore a suit blazer. And so así me fui, tal cual, me peiné, I wore my cool glasses, and I left. I met them, and literal, the people were at the office were like, oh my God, I love your shirt. Oh my God, I love your style. Oh my God, those glasses are super cool. Oh my God, those shoes. And I was like, a huevo, because I know that now as an older person, I don't really care too much about what people are going to say about what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
And I know that what I wear...
it's flawless.
Not that it's flawless, but I know that I have a great sense of style. Now I'm owning that sense of style. Before it was like, ay, muchas gracias, thank you, really? You like it? But ahorita it's like, you know what? I don't care if you like it or not.
It's because ya llegaste a la edad de... like, you're confident with who you are true to yourself. And I think, yeah, like, you've... you're in your 50s. You're like more mature.
Chinga tu cola. I am 41. But yeah, that whole experience of like what I wore and how it was like, ¿sabes qué? Si bien y si no tan bien. That was really cool. I really enjoyed that. And for those of you listening who are not yet at that age, it feels so great to be so comfortable that honestly you don't care what you wear. But when people tell you, wow, it looks great, that's awesome. That's a really great feeling.
That's a confident booster.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. So anyways, después de eso, ¿qué más hicimos? Regresé a la casa, nos fuimos a almorzar. Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been running around trying to get this Christmas tree up.
Oh, yeah. That Christmas tree has been running around. I've been running around for a lot of time. A long time. A lot of time. A long time.
But it came out amazing. And if you haven't yet seen, honestly, I think I do want to say that my favorite Christmas trees ever that you have done, mm-hmm. I'm giving you credit.
Of course you
because
should.
I do them all the time. But anyways, has been my mom's breast cancer. Uh-huh. And this one. I think this one by far because...
Fucking Alexa, shut up.
Sorry, y'all. Uh-huh. Because I feel like this was such a beautiful... idea, you know, it was such a beautiful idea because it was, I think, as a family, like, porque somos literally like close knit, like, it's just us. Like, this was so special because. Literally, you look at the tree and it's images of all of us, obviamente. Uh-huh. But it's so special that, like, you said, okay, your top two happiest memories. And I think, like, just looking at it is, like, it literally, like, warms my heart because I'm just, like, when I look at Luis's, I can tell which ones he chose. And when I look at, like, Karina's and Rick's, like, I can see, like, the ones they chose. And I think it's honestly, it's beautiful, you guys. Like, this was, you nailed it.
So, I really wasn't feeling doing anything for Christmas.
Because Christmas was canceled.
Es que, la verdad, I keep on saying, we had not done that Thanksgiving dinner that way since before 2020. And now... it's 2023. It's been 3 years, 2 years after the pandemic. And to have done that Thanksgiving dinner the way we used to do it, like, sí, ya estamos más grandes and whatnot, but like, it was just a lot. And it really, really drained me, like, to the point where I'm like, no quiero hacer ya decoraciones. Like, I'm done. I mean, hoy que es el 17, que, ¿cómo estamos? 17, 16, and we barely put up our Christmas tree. My daddy was even making fun of us.
Yeah.
He was like, pues ya pa' qué, ya mañana es Navidad. Pero I thought in my head, you know what? We have, okay, vamos a poner un Christmas tree, but let's just make it as simple as possible. And for me, when I say simple, this to me was simple because it was picture frames. It was 16 picture frames that we used, como si fueran esferas or Christmas tree ornaments. And last year when I did that barro tree that I had to paint every single...
it was
single,
like 100 ornaments.
Like, yo ya no le veía fin. So, también, yo creo que también eso, I thought about that. I was like, I don't want to do this, right? And that's how the idea came about. And I really do think that this year, for whatever reason, I've become so attached to picture frames. Like, we even have a whole wall, which is filled with picture frames at the house. And this year, I've just done so many things with picture frames. For whatever reason, I don't know what that reason is. Y dije, bueno, vamos a llenar el arbolito de Navidad de picture frames and let's grab our best memories. And like you said, there's pictures like when mom me dio una foto de the first Christmas after she had her breast removed from cancer. And so she has that picture there. My dad also has a picture of him and his brother because they've been hanging out or they've hung out a lot this year. I have the picture of when I came out to you at the beach. I have that picture there. I also have the picture of me and Fernanda. Like, every single picture on that tree, I think, represents either a triumphant moment in our lives. Porque también ahí está la foto where I had my gallbladder removed. And I think that that reflects in the tree. Like, you have the picture of when you graduated.
Yeah.
That you didn't have that ceremony. And you also have the picture of when you got your dream car on there. So there's just so many memories. And I feel like the idea was great, is great. And I think we all loved it.
Honestly, it's a beautiful tree. I have to say this was one of my faves for sure. My top Christmas trees.
So moving along with the coming to work, I also took my dad for the first time because pobrecito, I had told him that I was going to take him to work with me. And then I left. Salud. Is that a thing now? You sneeze in every episode now, I feel. So when I told my dad that we were going to take him, I ended up not taking him
because he was bummed.
Early and he was bummed,
yeah,
right?
He was bummed.
And then I told him again, ya no pasó. And so I finally was able to take him. And that was such a great experience because mi papá es en pocas palabras. And you could tell that he was like proud. You could tell that he was like, holy shit, this is like, it's real.
Happening.
Like it's real. Yeah. Like it's real, right? Like it's happening. It's real. And the best part of that first store that we went to go merchandise is that at the end of everything, of putting up the balloons, putting them out on the floor, we were in line because he wanted to purchase some things and we were in line waiting to pay. And then we see this person walking down towards us to get in line. And this person had 3 or 2 balloons de globitos. And so my dad's face, like I couldn't record his face because he was looking outward in the video, no se ve su cara. But then at some point he looked at me and he just looked happy, like, holy shit, si se están vendiendo, right?
Yeah.
So that was great. And then I took him again a second day because he was like, quiero ir otra vez. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's go. And we went to go visit the store that I took him to the first time. And ya se habían vendido 27 globos en literal 2 días. And the reason why that's an important number is because of the following. So our globitos did not have a UPC code. We had never put a UPC code on our globitos because obviously we've never been in a retail store. And so the only globo that had the UPC code was the Bruja balloon. And so right now, when we went through these numbers, we were told that Bruja is the most popular balloon.
Oh, because it's the one that's being scanned the most.
Because it's the one that's been scanned the most.
Or the only one that's being scanned.
Well, yeah, you can't scan the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we printed a sheet that had the picture of the globito and the UPC code, para que cuando los trajeran a la register, since they don't have the UPC code, they could just scan it. So we were told that on average, our globos were being sold literally like 30 globos per week per store. And something in my gut was like, ay, eso no puede ser, because we've been going to these stores, hemos dejado más de 100 globos. Cuando regresamos la próxima semana, ya no hay globos. So like, it just didn't make any sense. So we went back, and in 2 days, se vendieron 27, which according to the 99-cent store numbers, we sell literally about 30 globos per week per store. And I was like, that can't be right. And I think that gave me the feel to be like, okay, eso no es cierto, una, pero I'm almost 100% positive that because it's been a busy season, October, November, December, for the 99-cent store, that maybe they were scanned incorrectly or maybe they were scanned with another barcode. Like, no sé. But the point is, okay, the point is that, primicia, y'all, starting in 2024, we're going to be in 170 stores.
Yes, bitch.
Yes. We haven't even announced that on Instagram, and I know that Donna's going to kill me.
Oh, my God.
pero, it's just something that we are so excited about. And I can definitely now see the light at the end of the tunnel. I think that there are so many things happening and that we're closing this. This year did not start great at all. I was depressed. I did not know what was going to happen. I was so close to giving up on trying to find a job. I was just so lost, so confused, not knowing which direction to turn. And so I am so happy that we're closing this year with, I got a job. I'm starting the year with a new job and that this is happening. I am beyond ecstatic that this is happening. And even more amazing is the fact that people are seeing our globitos and that they're buying them and that they're buying them without having a reason. They're just buying them because, and that is the best freaking part, because my dad always says, hay que comprarle a la gente en vida, hay que regalarles flores cuando no lo esperan, hay que regalarles un regalo when it's not their birthday. And the fact that people are taking these globitos without a reason and they're just buying it because they're like, ay, la reina, se los voy a comprar a mi hija porque es la reina de la casa, o se los voy a comprar a mi mamá, o se lo, you know, that is the best. And it just feels like a full circle moment. So this New Year's Eve, we are going to go see the first sunrise of 2024. And we are doing this hike that I haven't done for a couple of years now, ever since my surgery, ever since my gallbladder was removed. But Linda Garcia, or Luz Warrior, better known as Luz Warrior, ¿cómo se llama? She took me on this hike, and it's the Wisdom Trail hike. It's in LA. So about 5 or 6 years ago, she invited me on this hike, and because she was like, ¿qué vas a hacer para New Year's? And I was like, oh, I'll probably just go to a party or whatever. And she said, why don't you come on this hike with me? It's to the Wisdom Tree in LA, and we're going to see the first sunrise and set intentions. And I was like, wey, no mames, no me quiero levantar tan temprano. And she said something that really resonated and was like, Luis, you can empedarte cualquier pinche día del año. Why don't you try something different? Why don't you start the year off, en lugar de empezarlo todo pinche crudo, desvelado, you know, not wanting to drink ever again because you fucking got shit face. ¿Por qué no te duermes temprano, te levantas en la madrugada, and you go hike and you go see the first sunrise? And I was like, you know what? You're right. You're right. I can do that any night of the week or any night of the year. But to see the first sunrise of the new year is gotta be amazing. So I went and I set intentions, and two of the three intentions that I wrote came true, because obviously it was like chingue and I tried it, but it was great. So now I asked my brother if he wanted to go, Karina, you, they said yes, Fernando's gonna come. And so we are going to do that for New Year's. We're gonna wake up early, drive to the Wisdom Tree, hike, well, not drive to the Wisdom Tree, drive to the mountain and then hike and then see the first sunrise and set intentions for next year. And I'm excited about that.
Me too. I've done it with you once, and I think that was like a, la neta no me acuerdo que puse de las intentions, but I think it was just a beautiful moment, especially because I think it was right before like surgery, no, or after.
Was it after?
I have a feeling it was after because we were slow and you were like, I don't know if I should go. I don't know if I should do it. And I was like, no,
girl. I thought I had not gone since the surgery.
No, I think it was like right the year after because I think it was right after, I think. But no, honestly, like I'm cool with that too. I don't want to be anywhere. Honestly, like I.
She goes to Indio.
Shut up.
Where were you last night? She was at Indio.
Wait. Anyways, but yeah, that would be awesome, especially because our brother's coming and Fernando's coming, and we thought about taking our dad, but I think it'd be a little bit too harsh on him.
Yeah.
And my mom's not gonna be here; she's gonna be with her mom. So I think it's gonna be a cool experience for us to go as a family and to tell to take Richie and show Richie, like, you know, stuff like that.
So we're excited about that, and yeah, I think that's what we've been up to. What else have we been up to?
Yeah, that's kind of it.
It's just been busy.
Yeah, we have been busy. Luis has been busy with Globitos and getting the Christmas tree up because
he that took forever.
He did not want Christmas to be canceled, and well, me, it's just it's just busy at work as well. But I am wearing my USC sweater.
Yes.
I wore it this weekend proudly and I was like, yes, I'm going to keep wearing this sweater. Like I'm excited. I'm like everything, scared, excited, nervous. But I think that the biggest thing is, and when I see the tree today, I was like having a moment of reflection. That I was like, fuck, tengo un chingo de miedo to go, to get in dev, to like, all that part of like, how to do it right. Because I don't have, Luis Ricardo didn't go to school, so I don't have someone to help me navigate. So that part is like super, super and truly scary for me right now, which is why I have been kind of avoiding it. And honestly, I was a little iffy. I even told Luis, I was like, should I apply to two more schools? Like, you know, just backup. And he was like, why would you want to have a backup? Like, you already made it. Why would there be backup? And I was like, fuck, because $100,000 is a lot. And then you realize, like, como buen mexicano, we don't think that we're deserving of that. And I'm like, you know what? No, fuck that. Like, it's going to be fine. However it's going to work out, it's going to work out. But I need to go because I made it in. And it's not that I didn't think that I was, but I was like, holy shit, I made it in. And then seeing the Christmas tree was like a moment of like, girl, you have all, like, literally the images are like us looking at each other, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, of course you need to go to USC, girl, because you have this like amazing support system and like you have to go. You have to go because your family like is there for you. And however it's going to work out, whatever things that we have and encounter as a family, like, we get through it, and we get through it, like, como se dice, triumphantly?
Triumphantly?
Yeah, like, we figure it out, and we get by, you know? So, I think that's also why it's my favorite Christmas tree, because I think, like, we're just so, so lucky and so blessed, and I wouldn't want to have things happen any other way, because I think good or bad, like, we learn from everything that's happened, and I'm just excited. I'm excited, and it's just, it was a moment of like, ¿cómo se dice? A moment of reflection, but also a moment of like, no, girl, you're going, like,
plus, fine. We're going to be rich next year, so don't worry about the 100K. 100K, we got it.
But you know what's funny? That we use this joke a lot of like, oh, next year it's over. It's over. Meet and greet. But honestly, though, like, we really need a microphone. Like, let's be real. We need a microphone. We have been recording from Luis's broken-ass phone. And we need a microphone. I think because honestly, like, I hear our podcast, obviously, because why wouldn't I hear our podcast? But si se escucha medio madriado. So I'm like, oh my God, bitch, let me humble down. Let me check myself, okay, girl? Because what we really need right now is a fucking microphone.
We need a couple microphones, but oh, wait, I don't know how to do all of that technical shit. Like, we need a microphone, an adapter. Like, it's a whole... Listen, this is as far as I can go. So
Fernando will help us.
If you can figure that shit out, then we'll get microphones. But if not, like, this is as far as I go. Even the editing, sometimes that's even difficult for me. So you get what you get. So calm down. Pero bueno, I think that that's where we're at. And you all are going to Las Vegas for Christmas.
Well, hopefully, because my dad, honestly, everyone here in this house is very indecisive. Que sí, que no, y luego el último, we leave, and then we're just
but
like
But I do
that
think that
time.
Everybody's going to leave to Vegas for Christmas. Fernando and I aren't. And I think it's going to be nice to have the house to ourselves.
Fuck
and
you just guys. Like... Honestly, Luis's only reason he wants us to go because he fucking
Los
hates
said,
us.
Buddy!
Yeah, honestly, like, I wouldn't doubt it.
Anyways, and then New Year's was, yeah. I think it's a great way to just kind of unwind and relax for the last couple of weeks. Because I know that it's going to be super busy.
Next year,
which is great, and I cannot wait.
No, honestly, yeah, I'm excited as well. I feel like next year is gonna be great. We need to do our vision boards. I really want you to do a vision board with me this year, because let me tell you guys, if you have been hearing our podcast since the very beginning, I did a vision board this year, and I crossed out nearly all of the vision board. Like, everything that I put on there, I crossed off.
Maybe that's what we should do this coming week. Like on Friday or
with
something,
all of us here at the house.
Or Saturday. When is Christmas? Have a look at your calendar.
Christmas is on Tuesday next week.
So when would you guys leave to Vegas?
For this Friday. Yeah, no.
No, pues nada. Si no lo hicimos hoy, ya no hicimos vision board.
I'm still gonna do it, cause that honestly, like, the vision board really empowered me to.
Cause
really...
I was gonna say, I think it would be great for all of us to do a vision board night.
Yeah, well, we could probably do it. Well, my last day of work is Wednesday, so we could probably do it, like, Thursday.
Yeah, but my mom has that funeral she's going to go to, like, she's going to be exhausted.
Another thing, too, y'all, I think durante estos tiempos, a veces no... We're so caught up in our bubble que a veces no pensamos... I don't want to say en los demás, but we're so stuck in, like, us and, like, what we're doing. But honestly, like, there's so many things happening, and I think... Whatever it is, wherever you're at, just give thanks, obviously, to wherever you are. Because I think now when I hear anything cancer-related or a family relative or anything like that, it truly hits home, because I just think about the day. It always takes me back to the day where they told us that mom had cancer and I was with my mom. And in this specific moment, a family relative... passed the cancer en el creo que
no sé dónde
no me acuerdo, but she was very young and she has kids who are also very young, and I really want to know, like, I really hope with all my heart that those kids are you know, okay, because man, it sucks, especially during the holidays. I cannot imagine. I don't want to imagine. But there's so many things that people are going through that sometimes they don't want to talk about, or they don't show it, you know? And I think it's important here that we should be kind to each other, and especially be kind to yourself, you know, whatever it is you're going through, or, you know, just be kind, because it's a rough time of year, I think.
Yeah, be super kind. Literally, Judith and I went to the store today to go look for black wired Christmas lights, and people are nuts. Like, that's one of the things that I love, absolutely love about my dad, and how he's like, no Christmas presents, no presents during birthdays, no presents during Dia del Padre, Dia de la Madre, because people are going out buying presents for people, like, why? O sea, ¿por qué ahorita? Like, It's ridiculous. Y la gente, we saw an old man running over his own daughter with his shopping cart.
Yeah, it was fucking funny. And not to say like that it's horrible, honestly, porque cada quien tiene sus obviously traditions, family traditions and
yeah,
all.
Yeah, but like.
But I do think that, yeah, it's. I am super also happy that our dad taught us get like, you know, the small things matter most, or should I say, like, que siempre nos inculcó that, like, if you ever saw something that reminded you of one of us, just buy it for them, you know? It doesn't have to be their birthday. It doesn't have to be anything. Just buy it for them. And I think that's what makes it even more special because, yeah, we literally went to fucking Walmart.
And Walmart.
And Michael's. We went to Walmart, and we had to park hasta la chingada because it was packed. But literally, me and Luis were Grinches. Like, we were literal Grinches. We got there, we were like, where the fuck is the parking lot to this shit? And then Luis was like, right when we got inside, he was like, where the fuck is the Christmas shit at? Like, we were Grinches. But then I started seeing everything that was going down at Walmart, like people watching, and I was like, fuck, dude, we're not even close. Like, people here are fucking angry. Like, people are literally nuts. Like, nuts. And neta, when I saw the fucking grandpa or the dad running over the daughter in the shopping cart. I was like holding my laughter so hard, and literally cuando salimos, I just busted out because I told Luis, fuck, dude, I thought we were like the balas, but people are fucking crazy. Like, oh, that was like an experience.
But anyways, consider that. Consider not buying gifts for people because you have to. Consider taking that money and that gift and maybe buying it throughout the year next year when these gifts are not expected. Porque la verdad, those are the gifts that are so much more meaningful to anyone when something is unexpected. And that's what I love about Globitos and what we're seeing, that people are buying without a reason, but the reason is really surprising somebody and making their day better. Right now, everybody's expecting gifts. Everybody's expecting it. And so nobody's going to remember what the fuck you gave them fucking 5, 6, 7 years from now.
It's an avocado. Uh-huh.
But they will remember if you got them a gift just for wanting to give them something because you thought about them when you saw whatever it is you're gifting them.
Yeah, I agree.
So anyways, we may not record
next Friday, maybe on Thursday.
Maybe. If not, we will see you next year. If we do record, then I guess we'll see you next week. But if we don't, we'll probably see you next year. And just know that, nuevamente, I know I said this last time, enjoy every minute, even if it's not the best minute. I know that this year for me was not the shit this year, literal, it was just shit for me. But every day that I woke up, I was sitting there on my bed thinking, what is it that I need to learn? Why am I going through this? What is the purpose? What is the reason? What do I need to learn from this that is happening to me right now? And there were days where I didn't find a reason, but I woke up the next day and I was like, a ver, what's the reason? What's the reason? And so even if you're going through a hard time, even if you have $0 in the bank, just take a step back.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. And really like soak in where you're at, where whatever it is, just, you know, soak it up because I think we don't do that a lot. I know that I don't, honestly. And it sucks because I'm only 29. Mm-hmm. But no, definitely just be present and enjoy everything that you have and maybe don't have, I think, because there's this saying que dicen everything I need, I don't fucking know. I'm sorry, y'all. And if you heard me fucking mocosa, I am sick. We're all getting sick at this house.
Getting sick of you.
Oh, all right. Wait, before we go, let's just touch your chichi. I want to say Luis inspired me today to do a little crafting.
I did it.
I'm gonna let you say that. But today,
people know.
It's fine.
I did her wreath for her Jeep and le puse conchas that I made. So people are gonna know. But regardless, you could say you did it.
Okay,
say
well you let did me
all
fucking
you did all you want, but
no, I genuinely did it. I really did. But no, I wanted to say, you stupid cunt. What did Ricky say today? POC. We asked Rick what POC meant. And Rick responds with people.
The piece of cunt.
Piece of cunt.
People love cunt.
No, he said piece of cunt.
If you're offended by the word, well, good. Because that's the only fucking word in the English language that offends anyone.
But anyways, back to the you're not. This is about you. This moment is about you.
Well, keep on going, girl.
No, I wanted to say that he really didn't. Cause I was like, you know what? I know I always say that I do all of Luis's projects, but I wanted to put myself to the test and really be like, can I conquer something that Luis would do? And I did it. I did it. It literally looks like Luis did it, but I did it. Because me and you are the same fucking person. I'm as equally...
mine would have been better.
I'm as equally as creative as you. And I'm sorry that you're hating on me right now because you wish it was only one. But it turns out that I'm going for your throne, bitch. But no, it came out super cute. And I'm so proud of myself because neta, Luis did not fucking help me. And I was literally like burning my fucking fingers.
And you cut yourself.
And cutting myself. And I was like, dude, just fucking help me. Like, I was literally like, bro, help me. And
but I was trying to finish the fucking tree.
But it
I had no creative juices after the tree.
But I was...
Nor did I want to do anything.
But he helped me put it on. But I did everything and it came out so cute. And honestly, let's just hope that it fucking stays on.
Tomorrow she gets to work and there's only one fucking espera on there.
please don't say that. But no, I really do hope it stays on because I really worked all fucking day today trying to do that. Ugh. But anyways, yeah, we hope that everybody has happy holidays and that you spend all of the time that you have with your loved ones. And if you hate them, if you don't hate them, because I know there's going to be some family dramas, but just enjoy it, you know, like just enjoy it.
All right. Well, yeah. You can find me at underscore DIY. And Quadid will tag her because she still doesn't. Well, you can find her at Indio every Tuesday. All right. Bye. Cuando quieres de verdad. Cuando brindas perdón en lugar de rencor. Hay paz en tu cuando sientes compasión del amigo y su dolor, cuando miras la estrella que oculta la niebla, hay paz en tu corazón, más allá del rencor, de las lágrimas. Aceptas el error cuando encuentras
Thank you.